beautiful reflections. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Jareth Martinez, also known as Cherry, and in these episodes, we're going to have some open-minded, juicy conversations. We're going to talk about things that are taboo or topics that you don't really hear about. So sit back and relax, and let's get started on today's episode. Everything is energy, and we are consistently giving and receiving energy. Whether you are going to school or going to the grocery store or meeting up with friends or family or just posting something on Instagram or social media, you are consistently giving and receiving energy. With that being said, it's extremely important to clear your energy field from any fogs or negative vibrations that were sent your way. And it's good to do this every day. There's different things and tools that you can do to do that. But like, for example, if you're at a mall and you see someone that's dressed in a way that triggers you or looks a certain way that triggers you, you might, without even knowing, send a negative type of energy their way. And that could really impact the person that you're sending that energy to in a way that is not good for their life and their journey. So we have to be aware of our thoughts also, because our thoughts are really powerful. They do create things in other people's lives or in our lives. And so it's very important to question and ask ourselves, what kind of thoughts are we consistently sending to people? Are you consistently angry when you're looking at someone that is being successful? Or are you looking at someone that's successful and cheering them on and just have pure joy and satisfaction in seeing another human being do good in life? So in the Mexican culture, something like this is called el ojo, which means the evil eye. And, there's different terms in how to explain, something like this when you send negative energy towards someone. But basically, the evil eye is something that happens when you look at someone with such envy or such jealousy or such anger or such coraje, like how you say in Spanish. And to the point where you literally cause headaches upon the other person or some type of unfortunate event in their lives. Or sometimes, in the Mexican culture, when someone gives you el ojo, it could be because a person sees a baby with such love and such like excitement, but doesn't touch the baby. So then it could give the baby el ojo. And then the way that you, in the Mexican culture, the way that you cleanse yourself from something such as this is by doing like an egg cleanse. So it's kind of like an energy exchange. I was actually terrified of that el ojo. I was so terrified of it. But in 2019, I was called to do it, and I understand why when I got like the results of it. But anyway, so it's an energy exchange. So you get an egg and you scan it all over your body, and you're picturing anything that doesn't serve you just being pulled into that egg. So it's an energy exchange. It's like all the negativity within your body or within your thoughts or within your field is just being transferred onto that egg. And then what you can do is, in with a cup of water, you crack the egg open and put it in there, and then it has like a quote-unquote message for you. And you know what that message is all about by seeing like the way that the egg looks. So there might be like fog around the yolk, or there might be like needles or something, or you might actually see someone's face. I know it's crazy, but you might actually see someone's face that is giving you the evil eye, or you might actually see specific images, which when I heard of that, I didn't think it was possible until right before India, like an hour before India, I felt called to do the egg cleanse, and I was like nervous about it, but I felt like you gotta do it, like just do the egg cleanse. So okay, so I did it. But I understand now, like, it's all energy. It's just simply my, that energy, that negative energy was just being transferred to that egg. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. So I did the egg cleanse, and I'm so happy I did, because I actually saw a face, the face of someone who gave me the evil eye. And, you know, being in a whole different country, I was in China for 24 hours. I literally could have been in a very... who knows what could have happened if I didn't clear my energy field before doing such a big move like that, like going to a whole different place in the world, like going to China and then after going to India. It was like I could only imagine what could have happened, but I'm so grateful that I did that. And then after that, I was like, wow, like this is real. Like people could really genuinely, with their thoughts and jealousy and envy, could really try to send some harm your way. Sometimes it's intentional and sometimes it's really unintentional. Sometimes, you know, like for example, if you're looking through Instagram and you see like a really fit girl and you're like, wow, like I'm like you're and then you get angry or jealous because they look a certain way and you don't. And it's like, of course, some people you don't want to literally cause headaches in their life or a harmful situation, but sometimes it does happen because that's how powerful our thoughts are. And so yeah, with that being said, then after that I kind of understood or paid attention to the fact that it's really important to, you know, add protection through your meditations and things like that. So I was reminded by a friend recently to do like a protection bubble, and that's something that I was taught in some spiritual classes that I would take. Yeah, that it's really important to do like an energy field, like in your meditations while you're sitting and breathing, picturing like a bubble close to your body, like surrounding you. And the beautiful thing is that it's, our thoughts are that powerful that you can literally create this bubble yourself. Maybe you might see gold, glittery gold, or you might see like a very strong metal surrounding you. Basically, you just decorated, I guess, yourself. But what it's what's happening is you are setting the intention to have a protection, a spiritual energetic protection bubble surrounding you, so that if anyone brings any harm your way, it goes right back to the sender. So that's something that was actually really helpful for me in my journey, and I was actually reminded recently by a really good friend of mine to do that. And when I did recently, I actually started feeling like movement in my body, kind of like even like a twitch, because I felt things leaving. And it's very, you know, it sounds kind of, I guess weird for someone who's never heard anything like this, but energy is so real. Like energy is real. We all have a specific energy to our existence, and everything is energy. A rock can have energy, like anything, really, truly. So then I started doing that recently, especially after like my most previous podcast, my podcast episode before this. I didn't want to hurt anyone or disrespect anyone by speaking my truth. So I understand that when you speak your truth and when you, you know, your, I guess, people look at your social media, there's going to be people that are going to be like cheering you on, super happy. And then there's going to be other people that might have a different opinion about it, which is, you know, no one's going to have like 100% just positive, like the most beautiful, inspirational people. They do receive backlash all the time. And that's what comes with being a leader. So, you know, I think that it's extremely important for anyone to do, you know, some practices that involve clearing your aura. So, yeah, so I think another great way, something that helped me greatly, is baths. I know it sounds like, I guess, silly for some people, but taking baths with salt water Wow, it's really, really powerful. You are the salt helps release all toxins and impurities and just negativity that's stored in your field. It helps remove all that, and it's just like a spiritual cleanse. It really is. When I take a bath with some salt, and then I love to add my own thing to it. I'll get actual aloe vera plants. I'll cut them into pieces, and then like with that gel, I'll just like gently move it all over my face, my hair, my body. It's just like you're literally having a living plant in touch with your body. Like this living plant with all these vitamins are touching your body everywhere, and it's of course, like I said, it's an energy exchange. So you can receive these energies through plants also, or through water, or, you know, through all these different things. And so, yeah, I think how powerful is it to put your body inside water, especially water that like you send your blessings to the bath and things like that. It's really, really powerful. And it's all about intention. So yeah. And then recently I've been saying to myself before bed, or when I do feel like, you know, like a negative, I guess you could say like a negative push my way. What I've been saying a lot, and it has been helping me greatly, is may all the emotions, feelings, and wishes be returned to the sender. May all the feelings, emotions, and wishes be returned to the sender. I'm going to say this one more time because of how powerful this is. May all the feelings, emotions, and wishes be returned to the sender. And when you do that, what happens is, of course, anything that was sent your way goes right back to the sender. And what happens is that it gives the sender an opportunity to heal because it's given right back to them. So it's like if someone says negative energy your way and you send that energy right back to the sender, you know, it's not like you're like, you know what? Oh, no, screw you. I'm sending you my negative energy. It's not like that. This is how it is. It's you minding your own business, understanding that maybe some negative energy came your way, and you with so much love, gently and lovingly sending it right back with hopes and intentions that the sender will heal and receive the messages that they need to receive in order to grow from that situation. So it's not like a battle of sending negative energy. It's not like that at all. And it's more like I explained just now, but definitely doing things like that is extremely powerful, and it will impact your life. Like you doing this with love, you will be blessed 3 times more. So yes, just always send love, even if it's hurtful. Like, how could these people be sending this energy my way? Like, don't they know this, or don't they know that? Don't they know that like, you know, just whatever the thoughts are, just gently let it go and know that you are that powerful, that you can send protection upon yourself. You have the power to, you know, give yourself that protection. Of course, I also highly recommend that while you're doing this protection bubble, call in God, call in Jesus, call in your ancestors from the highest good that care and, you know, look after you. Call them in. Call in your spirit guides. Call in your guardian angel, or maybe you feel comfortable connecting with Archangel Michael or Raphael or whatever it may be, literally. Or if it's like a different deities like Ganesh or Lakshmi, any like literally whatever floats your boat. Because me going to India, me meeting all these beautiful people from all over the world through social media and all that, it's just, I have nothing but respect for all beliefs, you know, of course, that are from the highest good. It's just nothing but pure appreciation and gratitude and respect. So whatever you feel called to call upon, call them in with love, and, you know, ask them to help you with this journey of clearing and cleansing your energy. I hope that this has helped you in any way. My intention for this video is to shine light on the importance of taking note of your thoughts so that no harmful occurrences happen to another being. Because we are all reflections. We are all reflections of one another. So someone who might be triggering you or someone who might be upsetting you or making you feel any type of discomfort or jealousy or frustration or anger or any of those types of emotions, understand that those are your reflections. They are your reflections. They are a reflection of you. So calmly take note of your thoughts every day and everywhere you go. And if you notice yourself or you catch yourself feeling some type of way about someone that is no good, just catch that thought with love and gently let it go and give it to God. Just give that thought to God. Don't send it their way. Send it to God and He will take care of it. And instead, think of something positive that you can say about that person. Think of something beautiful that you can say about that person and just keep moving with your day. Because what you send to others will be sent 3 times back to you. So let it be love. Let it be positivity. Let it be hope. Let it be encouragement. If you feel called, I am going to start with a guided meditation. So I want to give you some time and space to get comfortable. Try to sit comfortably with your back straight, with your back aligned, and or laying down in a comfortable position. And I want us to get started with some breath work. So when you feel ready, you can take a deep and slow breath in and out. Breathing in and out. Slowly breathing in and out. Continue slowly breathing in and out, like so. And as you breathe in, you are breathing in love. You are breathing in peace. And you are breathing in joy. As you breathe out, you're breathing out anything that does not serve you. You're breathing out fear. You're breathing out anxiety. And you're breathing out any overthinking or anything that does not serve you. Continuing to breathe in and out. Open mouth, exhale. 2 more breaths. Breathing in and out. So as you're laying down or in a seated position, you can have your hands and your palms facing up. And this is to set the intention to call in and receive from the highest good. So we're calling in the beautiful and powerful energy from your higher self, calling in our highest selves. Calling in the power of the universe and the creator of the universe. And also calling in any light energies that are close to your heart. It could be an archangel. It could be whoever comes to your mind from the highest good. You can call them in. Continuing to breathe in and out. You are now surrounded by light energies who are here to assist you in this guided meditation of clearing any energy that does not serve you. As you breathe in, you are breathing in gratitude for these beautiful energies that are surrounding you with love. And you breathe out. Connect to your breath and connect to your body. As your eyes are continued to be closed, I want you to do a scan, a body scan. We're going to start at our feet. I want you to scan your feet with a white light, going up to your legs, scanning your legs with this beautiful white and bright light, going up your thighs, scanning up to your stomach and abdominal area, rising this bright white light up to your chest, moving this beautiful energy to your arms, your neck, your jaw, your mouth, your forehead, and your mind. Now doing a full body scan, your whole body is bright white. As you continue to breathe, ask yourself if there are any parts in your body that are not fully bright white. Maybe it's by your chest area or your feet or by your head. Do a body scan and check the areas that aren't fully white. If you located a spot that isn't white, send love to that area. Breathing in and out. As you breathe into that area. asking your beautiful team that's surrounding you to help you remove this energy that is not yours. And gladly handing over that energy to them. They are going to take care of it, and that energy is no longer affecting you. Continuing to breathe in and out. Now, I would love for you to picture a bubble surrounding you. This bubble is close to your body, about 1 inch away from your body, and it's surrounding you. How does this bubble look? What color is this bubble? Is it white and glittery? Is it purple? Is it rainbow? You create this bubble of protection. Continuing to create your bubble of protection. I want you to repeat in your mind these words. May the feelings, emotions, and wishes be returned to the sender. Breathing in. May the wishes, feelings, and emotions be returned to the sender. Breathing out. Continue to have these thoughts of may the wishes, emotions, and feelings be returned to the sender. Sit in this bubble. How do you feel? How would you like to feel? Continuing to breathe and focus on your breath. Kindly thank all the beautiful light beings who have assisted you in this meditation. as they step back, continuing to breathe at your normal pace of breathing. You can now gently wiggle your toes or your fingers. Gently start to wake your body up. You can open your eyes. And now you can carry on with your day or night with peace, knowing that you are divinely guided and protected. The light in me sees and honors the light in you. Thank you so much for joining me in this guided meditation. I hope that it has helped you. And don't forget to do things like this every day. Peace and blessings.